Michael Penix Jr. is cleared. The quarterback met with his doctor Thursday evening and received medical clearance for full 11-on-11 team drills, per Will McFadden at AtlantaFalcons.com, and Kevin Stefanski confirmed it after Saturday's game. He is cleared. He is cleared for 11-on-11. He'll practice Monday in team periods, per the Associated Press. Penix's own framing, per McFadden. As far as a pocket, I can do everything. 9 months after the November knee surgery, the single hinge we have called the hinge all summer has finally turned. Now the accounting of what it cost to get here. The clearance came after the Indianapolis joint practices, not before them. The best evaluation reps of the summer, which Penix spent capped at individual work and 7-on-7s by his medical status. Inside that cap, the week was thin. A deep completion to Dylan Drummond in receiver 1-on-1s on Wednesday, per McFadden. Then 2 of 5 with an interception in Thursday's 7-on-7 periods, per Darius Hayes at Sports Illustrated's Falcon Report. He did not play in Saturday's 34-6 win over the Colts. Neither did Tua Tagovailoa, whose own joint practice week ran from a pick 6 on Wednesday to 3 red zone touchdowns on Thursday. One preseason game remains against Miami, and Stefanski has named no week 1 starter. Our June preview called this a race between the knee and the competition, and at the clearance line it stands like this. The knee finally finished, but the other quarterback banked an entire camp of first-team reps while it ran. Penix enters the last week of August with 0 11-on-11 snaps all summer and 8 days to change what the coaches have watched since July. What to watch next, and both are concrete. Whether Penix takes first-team reps in Monday's team periods and plays against Miami, and whether Stefanski names a starter by cutdown day, Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.